Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Eric Holder's reporting today in the U.S. News, USA Today, that the United States is accusing China of their military of cyber espionage, where they're just breaking into all of our countries and it's like, did you read the back of your computer? It says made in China. Did you read the back of your your iPhone? It says made in China, assembled in America or something. I don't know what it is. And it's like, you don't think that they're putting, come on. But as the church, as Christians, we have brothers and sisters that are Chinese, and we're glad they're getting jobs.
That's right.
We're glad they're getting jobs. And but it's kind of obvious if China's putting together our technology, there's a chance they may have a back door to our technology.
Hello.
It's like, you knew it. You just kind of say, open the door. Because I wonder, when I look at, and I saw reports this morning of on Fox News that Russia's backing out of the Ukraine. Did you see that where they're backing out?
I heard something about that.
It's almost like there was a strategy to get the attention of the world focused over there on the Ukraine while something else was going on. And since then, the entire nuclear program has been redefined in Iran. Now it's like it's like old hat. Like, yeah, we're gonna build nuclear power. It's not a big deal anymore. And it's just like, man, we're just such a sucker for the Alinsky methodologies, aren't we? It's just like, watch the right hand, watch the right hand. Do the left hand.
Shiny object.
Or money, right?
Yeah.
You're going to lose your 401k. Oh my gosh, I'm dizzy.
Right.
I just really feel in my spirit that some things are being shifted around at a time like that. So your computers, don't put anything on your computer you don't mind, I guess.
Handing over
to, governments such as the United States government. because actually NSA is doing the same thing. We're accusing China of espionage. Why, based on reports, it looks like our government's committing espionage against its own people.
That's right.
With allegedly. With the NSA, getting all of America's data. It's like, that's espionage. That's actually, when people get in office, when people serve in office, president, vice president, Congress, Senate, all the way down to your governor. But listen, this is what they do. They swear an oath. And this is the oath that they swear. And you can see this on the VFN towards the entire oath. They swear. They take an oath. I will protect and defend the Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic, which means enemies that are not in America and enemies that are in America. They're enemies of the Constitution. And right now, this just seems to be a lot of folks in leadership that swore this oath that they're the very ones coming against the very thing they swore to protect. And the only reason they can be there is because the Constitution was there. They're a representative. This is a representative government. And it's we, the people, that actually choose representatives to go represent the people. So it's the Constitution that empowered it, just enabled D.C. to even be there, Washington, D.C. to be there. And so you can say to your congressman or congresswoman, your senator, your president, you can say, listen, you swore an oath. You swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, defend it. Uphold it, which means make sure it stays prominent because you're only going to be here for a little bit. And you're to defend it from enemies foreign and domestic. So if there's somebody in America that's coming against the Constitution, such as, espionage in the country, then we should be defended against that. It's not wrong for the government. And then you think, well, how can they defend us if they're the very ones that are doing the spying on the Americans? You know what I'm saying? That is like unconstitutional. It should be ruled. And of course, the big thing is that, to protect. And it just looks like, we're real days probably away from a cashless society. One of John Paul Jackson's prophetic words where they're really going to push for the Amero type concept where you have Canada, Mexico, and America, one particular economy. And it looks like we're pretty close to that now. I mean, how many people really carry cash anymore? And besides, the cash is going to be worth nothing probably if things don't turn around. Which means that it's all going to be digital, but somehow there has to be some sort of governmental presence to protect Americans from cyber attacks and cyber theft and all that. And it's just like, oh man, this is almost like Romans chapter one, this image thing going on. It's like, is it really real? Is it not real? And you bought that house off of Bitcoin. And how does that, and where is this thing? And how do you, you can't, it's like, oh my goodness, we're the VCR generation. We are the blinking VCR generation. And we need some things explained to us. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.